My name is Leslie Cariaga, LeslieCariaga. I'm recording an interview with
David Ramirez, DavidRamirez. I am from Aguascalientes, Mexico, but I have been living here in Kingsville for almost 18 years.
The date is September 28th, 2024, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 2024 Tamalada Festival. Okay. What do tamales mean to you?
Tamales brings memories. When I was in Mexico, my grandma and my mother used to cook them together, surrounded by family members. Me as a kid, I was watching them, and everybody was just having a good time and enjoying as a family. So it brings me memories.
What special memories do you have of tamales?
Tamales. In Mexico, when we talk, you talk about tamales, is because you are in the Christmas season, so everybody's happy, celebrating, having fun, and enjoying time with family. So it's especially during Christmas time.
Do you or your family have any traditions of making tamales?
My family, yes, because my mother, who passed away already, she used to have all my sisters in the kitchen, and they all were preparing since having just the corn, so they had to do all the process together, and that was a kind of family tradition, yes.
Is there any particular person that you associate with tamales?
Yes, my mother, yes. Yeah, because she was the one directing the process, and she was the one who made very delicious tamales. So, yeah, that was a long time ago.
How do you eat tamales? Like, how do you eat your tamales?
Just by itself. And typically, you will have some special drinks like atole and champurrado, or just coffee. So you just eat it by yourself. That's when they make the tamales. The day after or the days after that, you will typically eat it with like beans or scrambled eggs, all combined together. So yeah.
What are your favorite kinds of tamales and why?
Oh, I like all of them. Let me think. Oh, I love the chicken one, and I love the one that has a cheese and peppers. Yes, those are my favorite ones.
What's the most unusual tamal filling that you've ever seen?
Tamal filling. Mole. I have seen that one. Yeah, it's very unusual because mole you will eat it separately, but I have tasted it's really delicious. Yeah, tamales with mole, yes.
If you purchase tamales, do you have any traditions, like where do you purchase them, what time do you get them?
Here, it's hard to get them here in Kingsville, but when my kids were in high school in academy, part of the band, the marching band activities, they purchase tamales and they will sell to the community, and we will buy them. I'm not really sure where. I think they get the tamales from the valley. I'm not really sure where, but they were selling those tamales, and we used to get them here. Locally, I don't remember there is a restaurant in town. I don't recall what the name is, but they sell some tamales. So those are the place. Or my wife sometimes cooks them. So yes.
Thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you.